the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome, 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 friends, to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. We are so excited you're here with us today. I'm Trish.
I'm Kylie.
Here we are.
Here we are.
We're excited to chat with you today about a new chapter in my life that will be relatable to anybody. Well, I shouldn't say anybody who has kids, because not all kids go through this stage, but if you have a child who is thinking about going to college or on their way to go to college, this episode is for you, because I am going to talk about sending your kid off to college, because I just got to do that with my Trent Michael Borschak. So it was very exciting. I want to start with, like, the lead up to college and a little background. If you are new here or maybe you missed a couple episodes, my son Trent is a hockey player. You would have to not know me if you didn't know that. So after he graduated from high school, he went and played junior hockey for 3 years.
Yeah.
So he is actually 21 years old going into college, because he played 3 years of juniors. So I actually went through the emotions and feels and sadness of him leaving home 3 years ago. And that was epically super, super hard. So you'll notice that my episode is a little bit more happy with sending my kid off to college. But know that if your kid goes off to college directly from high school, you're going to go through those feelings of, what is my identity? What do I do now? I've always been this mom. I've always been this travel hockey mom. I've always, like, taking care of a kid, and my identity has been interwrapped with another human. And when they leave, that's super, super hard, because a piece of, I tried to explain it to my sister. She has a child now, but before she had a child, I explained it to her one day, and I was like, think about if your heart was out of your body, and, like, here's your little soft heart, this little, like, organ, and it's just moving around in the world, and it's so vulnerable because anybody could just come and squeeze it and you're dead. That's what it feels like to send your kid out in the world. That's what it felt like to me.
Noted.
It was so hard. It was so, like, the first spot is when they get their driver's license, and that is, like, oh my gosh, my kid's, like, in a car, like, out in the world. Like, it's terrifying. And then after you get over that, it's just in time for high school to happen, and then they're going to go away, probably, right?
Yeah.
So then you go through that. And then if your kid is a junior hockey player, they then may get recruited to go play college hockey. So it's interesting for us, because Trent going to college was actually never part of our plan. So I'm a big visualizer, and it wasn't part of our plan because he just genuinely really didn't love school. Like, when he was younger, he was, like, honor roll, because he has this competitiveness. I don't know where he gets it.
Can't imagine where that would come from.
So, like, he strived in school when he was young, like, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, like, all the honor roll, all, like, it'll pop up on my time hop sometimes on Facebook, and it's like, Trent's at the high school competing for spelling bee, history bee, like, all of these things, because he wanted to be top at everything in school. And then when puberty and preteens took over and hockey, it was like, well, school, it's not that important. Like, hockey is life, and let's get to the show.
I love that he has something, though, that, like, I'm watching my friend Amanda do this with her son Braxton. Braxton loves baseball. Mm-hmm. And I love that these kids have something to grasp onto, something that's just theirs. It doesn't belong to you. Yep. It didn't come from you. It didn't come from Andy. It's just their own passion and their own love.
Yeah, yeah. So Trent's big goal was, like, getting to junior hockey. And then we didn't know after that, like, he might go play overseas, or there's, like, all these other opportunities, but we hadn't ever really talked about him going to college. So when he, like, first of all, God, okay? So he had played on this team in Red Lake, super northern Canada, for his 3 years of junior hockey, most of it. And then at the beginning of last season, he asked for a trade. He no longer wanted to play there. It wasn't working out. And he went to Ironwood, which is a junior hockey team that is in the UP of Michigan. Oh. And it's still very rural. No Wi-Fi where he lived at the lodge. But I will tell you, that team was amazing. Like, totally new outlook on junior hockey. Like, from day one, they even, like, because they didn't really include parents in anything because these kids are 18, 19, 20 years old.
Right.
So we were included in the emails or the plans or anything, but at Ironwood, they did.
Oh, nice.
So they were like, it's parents' night, come wear the jerseys, you know, all of these events. Like, if you're at a game, like, we opened up this restaurant and bar early for you, like, get a discount. So it was all this stuff of, like, bringing the families into the junior hockey experience, which was amazing for us.
Yeah.
And it was a family run. It is a family run organization by the Lean family. And the coach, Doug Lean, like, and his wife, the whole organization, they just gathered and rallied around Trent. And I'm just so grateful that God put us onto this path. Because, you know, we kept going to this one space and it wasn't the space that was meant for Trent. Like, this is where Trent was meant to finish his junior hockey career. And so a college coach was watching because they live stream it, and he made Trent an offer to come play at Southern New Hampshire University to get to play NCAA hockey. So
did Trent poop his pants?
He was very excited. He had a lot of feelings around it, though, because he hasn't been in school in 3 years.
Right.
So he's like, you know, you start to get those, like, worries, like, what if I'm not good at it? What if I don't know how to do it? You know, when you play on the hockey team in college, it's different. Like, junior hockey, it's just, you're playing hockey, you know, you do a lot of community service and give back, but, like, hockey is the number one goal. In college hockey, like, they have a team GPA. He's like, I can't be the dumbest kid on the team. I got to keep my grades up. I got to take a certain amount of classes.
He can do it.
So it was just very, you know, trepidatious to think about, like, going back into an academic environment and doing something he hasn't done in a long time. But yeah, we are encouraging. And I, at the time, was in college and getting ready to graduate.
Right.
And I talked about this on my graduation episode, and I'm not going to get teary again, but he had to write an essay because he still had to apply to school and get into the school. So you still, like, thank the Lord he had good grades in high school still, even though it wasn't his favorite thing to do, but he had good grades because he's a competitor and because I'm his mom and I'm like, A's and B's, that's it. And so that's the standard.
I just had that conversation with Casey. I was like, anything less than a B minus and it's a no-go.
Yeah, that's the standard
she
in
goes,
our house.
Even in math? I'm like, even in math.
So I was talking to Andy about this the other day. I'm like, the only two classes that I was like, whatever, if you get a C, we're art and handwriting. Like, art doesn't count, and I don't care about your handwriting.
Dude, my dad, I will never forget when I brought home my first, like, my very first C. It was in gym class, and my dad was like, Kylie, it's gym class. I'm like, bro, you ever see me run anywhere?
Me and Trent both had straight A's in grade school, except handwriting. We both got our only C, and we both cried. He cried too, and I cried. It was like third grade handwriting. I had Mrs. Cutchins. It is traumatic. It is in my mind. I don't know what happened to her. Trent got it in third grade too, and he was so sad and disappointed. Anyways, so now we're in college.
You were telling us about his essay.
Yeah, so he had to write an essay to get in, and his whole essay was about how all of his life growing up, his big dream and goal was to get to junior hockey, and then he got there, and he realized, like, this is just the start of my life. Like, this is it's not the last stop. It's the first stop of my life. And he realized by watching me go back to college that if this was so important to me to go to college and get this education and have this as part of my life, that it was something that probably should be important to him too. So I was his inspiration to go to college.
Aww.
So that was part of the reason he said yes, was seeing how important it was to me, how much I enjoyed it, how much I rallied, how much I learned, how every single class I was always talking about new and exciting things and saying, like, the reason why for me college is special is you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And our lives are so small here, right? Like, I grew up in Westland, and you knew everybody in Westland and maybe Garden City and Wayne, and you have this little world and these little thoughts of how your parents programmed you and how their parents programmed you, and it was probably very simple, very similar because you're from the same socioeconomic background. And even when I come out here, it's a similar socioeconomic background, so we're all programmed in a very similar manner with the same similar thoughts. When you go to college, you learn about real history. The history that they don't tell you in public schools. The actual history of the world. Even the United States. Like, my mind was blown every single day about stuff that I didn't know happened in my own backyard. Like, it was just so eye-opening. Or that I didn't know was happening every day in my own world. And, yeah. It blows the doors off of life when you go to college and you learn all of these things and you meet all of these different people. And again, like, being from the same, like, socioeconomic world, you get this, like, at least where I was at, you get this kind of, like, cynicism, like, the world is just garbage and people are trash.
Yeah.
And then you go to a university where everybody is just, and some of it is privilege because they have lived a little bit of an easier life, but they're happy and they're helpful and they're kind and they're caring, and the professors don't make you feel stupid or why did you ask that? Like, you're just having these amazing conversations, and I just can't say enough about the experience.
Yeah.
And the, like, now that Trent is getting to have this experience, like, I'm so sad he's far away, but I'm so excited for him to get this experience.
Absolutely.
So when he got this opportunity and he had this, like, trepidation, and then, you know, he's so excited about getting the offer, and he's so excited he calls us, like, I'm doing this, I'm accepting the offer. And then, like, 1 hour later he calls me and he's, like, all stressed out, like, oh my God, I have to have a roommate, I have to be in this tiny room, and I have to, and like, he's stressed, I'm not going to do the classes, and he's, like, stressed, and I'm, like, chill out, dude. Like, and what do I always say, Joyce Meyer? Like, worry is a down payment on a problem you may never have.
Right.
And he's like, I don't know where I want to go. He does not have a roommate. He does not. And this was the first time, Kylie, you know, I'm a very astringent parent. I'm a very type A person. But I always let Trent make his own choices. Like, what team he wanted to play for, a lot of parents really kept their claws in where their kid played and, you know, they're playing. And all. I never did. I'm like, your name is on the back of the jersey. You got to put it on. You got to go skate. When he wanted to go to Northern Canada, it literally broke my heart. I just bought this house for him. And he was leaving to 25 hours away.
Bought this house for me.
But I let him, you know, like, I always let him make these choices. I'm like, it's your choice. It's your life.
Right.
But when he called me and he's like, I don't think I want to do it. It was the first time ever in his entire life. I'm like, I don't care what you want. I was savage, dude. I'm like, I don't care what you are doing it. And he's like, you always let me make. And I said, listen, I have sacrificed and done hard my whole life so you could follow this dream. You can do it even if it's hard. And I'm not going to let you not go just because you think XYZ is going to be hard and you don't even know if it's actually going to be hard.
Right.
I'm like, sharing a room with somebody might be the most amazing experience of your life, and you don't even know if you have to yet.
You might meet your best friend.
Right. I was like, you're going. Like, that's it. And so I just said, you're going.
You're going.
And he was like, and so we made a deal that he would go, and if after the first year he didn't like it, he's like, listen, I'll go, but if after the first year, if I don't like it, I want you to not be mad at me if I leave. And I'm like, fine, I will make that deal. If you go for 1 year and you go fully wide open to the whole experience, if after 1 year you just hate your life and you don't like it there, you can come home. Because I know what happens. We all do this. And I especially do this. I get all bent out of shape about all these, like, made up stories in my mind of how horrible things are going to be.
Yep.
And then I go and it's the most fantastic, amazing thing ever, right? So I know that's what's going on. And I know that the other thing that has happened in my life is I always used to look back, and although U of M is a great university, it is amazing, best one in Michigan by far, I always think back and, like, I was, I, I don't, and that's not braggadocious, but I was like a phenom in school. Like, I was a literal, not, I don't want to say genius, but like, I was incredibly smart. Like, all straight A's, all accelerated classes, all easy. Like, I had been doing gifted child programs since kindergarten. And I always would think about, like, I wish.
You were special.
I just wished that somebody would have pushed me to, like, go to college outside of Michigan. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe I could have went to Ivy League. Maybe I could have went to Yale or Harvard or something like that. I don't know, because nobody pushed me.
Yeah.
Like, when I came home and I was like, I got accepted to U of M, I remember my mom said, well, maybe you should go to the Army. And I was just like, what? And it was just, like, such, and again, I don't want to say, like, I would never change anything in my life, but I feel like there's some waste that may have happened in the talent that I had that could have developed in different ways.
I feel like you channeled that into something else and it turned out
fine. Absolutely, absolutely.
Everything is fine.
But I always think about, I wish I would have had somebody that pushed me to do more, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm not going to let this be the moment that you look back on in life and say, Mom, I wish you would have told me to just go.
No, just go try it out.
So you're going.
Have a no thank you bite.
Yeah, you're going. So,
what did you guys have to do? Like, once we said, okay, he's going, like, what are some things, because I'm obviously going to be there one day, yeah. Maybe. Casey says she's not going to college. I don't know if I believe her.
That could change.
But, like, what, like, Trent never thought he was going to college?
No, 21 years of I'm not going to college, and here we are. So, that is actually in my notes. Number one, Trent would forward me every single email he got. And at first I'm like, boy, you got to figure out how to do this stuff yourself. But here is what I would say. Have them forward every single email they get. Because there are some things that genuinely they can do by themselves. But there are definitely, like, you need to make sure they do all the things to make life easier on both of you.
Yeah.
Because there's things like FAFSA, right? And I also want to say, like, how you did it when you were in school is so different from how they do it now. Like, I kept procrastinating on FAFSA because I thought it was going to be this, like, million-hour-long process.
Because when we applied,
yeah, it was, like, paper application,
carbon copies.
Yeah, not like that. I literally, like, sign up, and then they, like, go and verify your identity. You got to wait for, like, 2 days while they, like, go in the government and check your ID and all this stuff. And then they go, okay, you're good to go. And then you go in and you're like, click, 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 click. And then you send it. And then a few weeks later, they're like, here is your grant. So again, like, if you're making your kid do everything on your own, I mean, you might end up paying an extra $5,000 to $10,000 to $20,000 to $30,000 to $40,000 because they missed FAFSA.
Yep.
So it's still in your benefit to just keep your eyes on it. Help them out. Like, one thing I really took from the Teen Takeover edition that we did with Michaela and Kaylee. I know you weren't on it. I had Nicole on it because you were sick or kids were sick or something.
It was a good episode.
But the one thing that Michaela said that really stuck with me, I said, is there anything that you wish that grownups knew or thought about? And she said, you guys have so much more life experience than us. You often expect us to just get it and figure it out, and why didn't we know this, or why didn't we do this? Because you've been doing it for 40 years. We've been doing it for, like, 15.
Right.
Like, and 5 of those, we were babies, you right. know? They're like, we are just starting to actually get life experience. And that really, like, settled with me, you know? Like, Trent's never applied to college before. He's never done FAFSA. Like, the wellness stuff. So, and like, choose your battles. That's what I want to say, too. So, like, you know, he sent me the email for the wellness stuff. And they're like, you need TB, you need Pertussin, you need this, you need this, you need this. And I'm like, okay, make yourself a doctor's appointment and take these papers with you. So, he still was a grown-up and made his own doctor's appointment and went and got his papers filled out. And then he brought them back and I uploaded them for him. So, this is, like, look at this as a team. This is a team collaboration. Yeah. All of these emails that you're getting, because there's a ton. There's housing. Help them out with housing. Because you know what? Trent's life was easier because I got him. I paid a little extra. It wasn't a lot. It was like $2,000 extra, which is like, what, a week of Airbnb. We've already talked about that. it was $2,000 extra to get him a single. So he has a single room. And it was like an extra $500 if you wanted a large
single
room.
Is he in
room.
The dorms?
So he's in the dorms.
Okay.
And actually, thank you, Lord. We get there, and it's actually a double room that they just gave him. So I paid extra for a large single, which is actually a double room. So we took the two beds and put them together. So he has a giant king-size bed. He has two closets, which is perfect because he has all of his suits and he hangs all of his clothes so he can see them all and actually wear all of his stuff, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And then he has, they don't give you dressers, so underneath the closets are two drawers, so he actually, like, has a dresser because he has four drawers. He has two desks, so he has one that he has set up for studying that just faces the wall, and then he has one that's set up with a TV on it for his video games and stuff like that and casting his phone and his tablet. And he has extra room to be able to, like, move around and have a lamp, and it turned out so perfectly. So perfectly.
I was wondering what was up with that big-ass bed I saw in your
pictures. Yeah, it's two beds. So we pushed them together. I ordered a second topper off at Amazon. I took his fitted sheet and put it on one and his top sheet and put it on the other. And then I went to Target and got a king-size comforter. And that's another thing. Okay, so. Oh, number one, I just looked at my notes. Teach them to make their bed. If you don't teach a kid how to make their bed, they don't know how to make their bed. So maybe you've taught them before, but maybe they've never used fitted sheets, or maybe they don't know which one goes on top.
Maybe they're not a wizard and they don't know how to deal with fitted sheets.
Yeah. Trent knew how, but I listened to this in a podcast by Holly Furtick, and that's why I put that down as a note. Because as Trent's making his bed, I'm like, oh, I'm really glad I taught him how to make a bed. But some people don't know because their mom threw their laundry on their bed, and then they never made their bed at home. They never, ever made their
I'm
bed at home.
I'm feeling personally convicted here.
I always made my bed as a child, and I taught Trent how to make his bed. But that was one of the things I put on because Holly Furtick, her son did not know how to make his bed, and God bless him, it's fine. Now, he has no help. Trent, again, he's lived off by himself for years. So, our Luke Lane house also, he had his own laundry room. So, he's known how to do his own laundry. I stopped doing Trent's laundry whenever we moved in there. He was like 13, I think, or 12.
Yeah.
So, he already does his own laundry and does his own stuff. But, guys, if you haven't taught them yet, teach them. They don't have the life experience we have, especially if you've been doing all their crap for them, okay? So, teach them. Show them. Take a screwdriver and a tape measure. We did not have a screwdriver. Andy had to go to Home Depot because he was, like, trying to screw screws in with my keys.
Aww.
I didn't even know I had a car key. Apparently, your key fob pulls apart and there's a key in there.
Yes, Muffin.
Yeah, so take a screwdriver. Let them lead. That was a big thing. Throughout this process, I have let Trent lead. I did not ask him, what classes are you taking? Let me get involved in your classes. Let me get involved in your day-to-day. Before he was leaving, I told him on multiple occasions, go shopping and get yourself some new suits. Go shopping and get yourself some things. He probably went shopping and got half of the things I told him.
Socks.
We got socks. He got a couple school supplies. But when we got to campus, I really had to remind myself to, like, step back and let him do his thing because he's a grown up and he can. So, like,
does he have a car over there?
He does. Okay. So he drove his car to New Hampshire and I followed him in my car, and then Andy flew in because he wanted to be a part of the experience. So we got there and me and Andy are with him, but we kind of stood back as he, like, went through registration and got all of his stuff done. And again, because me and him worked on his emails together, there was a lot of places he didn't have to stop at Wellness because we had already cleared that. He didn't need to stop at Financial because we had already cleared that. So basically, he had to get a picture for his student ID and grab his parking pass. And then we left and we went to the dorm. And again, like, I let him lead. I let him go in. I let him sign in. I let him talk to his RA and meet his people, and I kind of just stood a little bit back. He got his, like, little cart to put all of our stuff in. We put the stuff in there. We went upstairs, and even in, like, putting his room together, I would just be like, okay, what are you thinking? Where you want this? Where you want that? And he's just, like, putting all of his stuff together. Unpack all of their stuff, because if you don't unpack all their stuff, it's gonna stay in bags, and you want to be set up for success. You want to set your kid up for success.
Absolutely.
Like, do you have to do these things? No. But is it going to make them less stressed, less anxious, less finding something on the first day because you spent a couple extra minutes with them? And guess what? These are your last minutes with them. So there may be some trolls that are like, way to be a coddler or a helicopter mom. Go screw yourself, bro. Like, these are my last 24 hours with my kid. If I want to help him unload his backpack and his boxes and put together his lamp, I'm doing that. Because when I left, I knew
he was all set.
He's all set. He's all set up for success.
He's good.
All of his stuff is hung up.
When do his classes start?
His classes started yesterday. How did he do? He did great. So we finished everything up, and then he goes, I need to get some suits. And everything in my mom body wanted to be like, I've been telling you that for
like
6 months.
Like, he needs suits?
Yeah, because he got bigger. He had bulking season this summer.
But wait.
You know?
He needs suits for hockey?
Yeah, you dress up in a business suit, like, in a suit for going to the games.
Oh.
They make their athletes dress up, always in hockey. Other sports, they might not do that, but in hockey, junior hockey, and college hockey.
I remember that from high school.
You are suited up, a tie, whole deal. And they do press. So they have, like, a whole day where they have, like, photos and press for, like, their social media and their press out, their, you know, like, their press out, what am I trying to say? Out,
like, their press conferences?
Yeah, like, when they're putting press out. Like, they're putting articles out about the boys.
Okay.
So they'll have, like, their headshot and their tie and their suit and all of that stuff. Just like they do professionals. Like,
so did you swallow all of that?
I did. Don't say, I told you so, okay? Because, again, this is your last 24 hours with them. Do you want it to be crappy?
Or do you want to take them suit shopping?
Yeah, I wanted every moment of these last 24 hours to be positive. Did I tell him to go get suits a million times? Yeah. But you know what? I like going shopping with him. I like to get that time and that experience because that may be the last time I ever go shopping with Trent. He's a grown-up. He's 21 years old.
I may never
go buy suits with Trent again. So I'm going to get that last experience of going to buy suits. I'm going to make it positive. I'm excited that he still cares what I think that he looks like, that he still takes the time to dress in a beautiful suit.
He loves his mom.
Pick out lovely ties. His dad helped him with the shoes. Apparently I have no taste in shoes. But I did, let them lead and do not say I told you so. Because there's going to be some stuff that they didn't get around to and they didn't get time to. Because also remember, they're saying goodbye to, like, their whole life, too.
And they're also freaking out. And
yeah.
They're also freaking out.
There's all these emotions. He's leaving his home state. He's leaving his girlfriend. He's going to a new state. He's staying in a place he's never been before with all strangers and nobody he knows. So there's a lot of feelings around that. And he wants to spend time with his girlfriend before he leaves. So, yeah, spending time and taking Sophia out to dinner or a concert is more exciting than going to buy two new suits because I bulked up a little bit, you know? So don't say I told you so. Let them lead the way. Make sure that this is a good experience. A couple little tips, too. Like, okay, they're in college, right? Trent's 21 years old. Make sure they have Uber and Lyft on their cell phone and it's connected to one of your credit cards, okay? Set them up for success. Don't be stupid and be like, don't ever drink beer! Because if they decide to do that, you don't want them to be in a bad position and feel shameful and not like they're able to take care of themselves in a proper and responsible way.
Yeah.
So just set them up for success. Download Lyft, download Uber, connect them to your credit card so you know they're always able to use them if they need to use them. Download Life 360. It helps you and it helps them because anytime I want to see, like, where's Trent at? How's he doing? I very rarely use it, but, like, say I text him and he's very busy. Or I know it's a game weekend. I don't like to text him and bother him on game weekends, but I can open up Life 360 and just feel good about the fact that, like, I see he's at the rink. I see he's at the dorm. I see everything is good. So, like, having Life 360, having those apps on your phone are just so helpful. And I have that on my phone, too. Like, let them ghost you. It is okay if they don't text you all day, every day, or if they don't get back to you for 24 hours. This was really hard for me when Trent first left, and I had to remember that, like, again, he's going through his own feelings and emotions, too.
Yeah.
So when it's game weekend, like, he needs to be able to have the time and space and place to have his feelings and stay focused and keep his head in the game without me going, how are you feeling? What are you doing? What did you eat today? Like, that's not helpful.
Did you take your vitamin?
Yeah.
Did you brush your teeth?
And here's the thing. Like, it creates a good relationship with you and your older child, your young adult. And so he always checks in with me. Like, today, I didn't get a picture on the first day of school, probably because he was nervous, but he sent me a picture today. And he's like, you know, he's thumbs up, smiling, and I got a second day of school photo. And I'm so grateful for that because I didn't ask for it. He just sent it. So if you cultivate a good, strong relationship with them and you stop trying to be this authoritative parent and understand that this is a new transition point in your life and you kind of go from the manager to the friend. And if you are in a space of you're still their parent, but you're also a loving friend that they can go to and they can be open with and they can talk to, then you get their good moments too. And yeah. when they're having a bad moment, they do call and share them with you. And that's when, like, I can remember there's a really tumultuous time in Trent's life. And I remember, like, we were standing in our garage and it was late at night after a game. All this stuff had happened, all these feelings, all these things. And he's just hugging me and he's crying. He's like, "You are just the best mom in the world."
Aww.
And I'm so grateful that I have you. And like, to have those moments with your son, like, and know like you're his safe space and his home base, like, if I don't talk to him for a day or two because it's game weekend, like, that's fine. And you have to learn to be okay with that. That's a you problem, not a them problem. Mm. It's not disrespectful. It's giving them the space to have their own lives and their own feelings and their own things, and know that they will let you, they will reach out when they are ready and able and in a good mindset. I have be proud of the little things. So what I did get a picture of yesterday was yesterday was the first day of school, and I texted him in the morning. I said, "Have a great day. Have a great first day." Did not hear back. Last night at about 10 o'clock after I got in from my rainy outdoor, I called him and he answered right away. And I was like, okay. And I was prepared for him not to answer.
Yeah.
That would have been fine. But he answered. And he's like, "Hey, what's up?" I'm like, "How was the first day?" And he's like, "It was good." And I'm like, "What classes did you have?" And he's like, "Oh, I had these two classes." I'm like, "How was it?" And he's telling me about his professor and like all of these things. And I'm like, he goes, "I went shopping and I bought a chair." And I'm like, "Oh, send me a picture." And it's like a really nice, like, office chair. And he's like, "I didn't want that desk chair anymore, so I bought this chair." And I'm like, "And you put it together?" He's like, "Yeah, I bought it and I put it all together." And I was like, "I am so proud of you." Like, it's not a big thing, but it is a big thing. Like, he didn't like something, and instead of just dealing with it anyways, he drove to the store, he bought a chair, he put it together, and now he's going to be happy and comfortable in his chair. So, like, celebrate the little wins, too. Because the little wins are big wins. And your kids still want to hear you're proud of them, even if it's over building a chair. I thought it was really cool. And be okay if you're not the first to hear. So I text Andy, and I was like, "Oh, my gosh, Trent built a chair." And he goes, "Yeah, you showed me earlier." And I was like, "What?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" And he's like, "He told me earlier." And I was like, "When did I become the second call? When did I become the second one to hear?" And then I was like, "You know what? It's going to be okay." But also, when we were in the office yesterday or the day before, we were in the office on Monday, he was FaceTiming with Trent. And Trent was showing him his new gear. And I walked in, I was like, "Oh." And he's like, "I was FaceTiming you next." And then the chair happened, I'm like, "When did I become second? I'm really upset about this." But I'm not. I spent a lot of years being the first call, and I know there's different things that I'm going to be first on, right? Like, and hockey gear in a chair is going to be dad. Like, I built something.
Blue job,
right? And, you know, I got some feelings or I had a hard day. It's going to be
Pink job.
So be okay if you're not the first to hear. Remember also, like, this is my experience with sending my kid to college.
Yeah.
He's 21. He's been out on his own before. I have a great relationship co-parenting with my ex-husband. This may be very different for you because you may not have those situations and your kid may not be excited. Or maybe it's even better because your kid's a super genius and going into the aerospace engineering program and you have even more events and things to look at. Be okay with the fact that this experience looks different for every parent, for every kid. These are just my tips and resources. This is what made it a really amazing experience for us. Trent is super happy. He got to that first night. Also, that was the other thing. So we drove all the way there. And the first night, he went out with the hockey team. And then the next day, he was like, "I low-key just want to chill in my dorm." That's fine. I went to Hampton Beach. I got to go. So the last cool little piece of this is when I was 16... my stepdad, Roy, Trent's papa, he started a family tradition that every summer we would go to New Hampshire and we would spend a week to 2 weeks at Hampton Beach.
Yeah.
So every single year for the last 27 years, minus a couple, we have went to Hampton Beach for our summer vacation. And when Trent got the call from this coach in New Hampshire, which is 35 minutes from where he has spent 16 of his 21 summers. It was like,
okay, God.
Wow. It was such a God moment. And so his papa, like, don't y'all forget me. Now you got to think about me all the time. And it's so cool. Like, we went to Hampton Beach, and, like, me and Andy were sitting there having dinner, like, next to the ocean, and I was like, this is crazy. Like, it feels like a movie because it's just this, like, full circle moment of we used to take this baby to this beach and this toddler to this beach and this young boy to the arcade and build sandcastles and have all of these amazing memories and watch him grow in this place and space. And it's all these special, you know, summer memories hit different.
They do.
So you have all these special memories of the arcade and hanging out with your cousins and boogie boarding and skinboarding and playing all the games and the board games and the fireworks and the shark tooth necklaces.
And the fist fights.
And there was a fist fight that I was not in.
Trisha's like, I was not involved.
But you have all these memories, and to now have him living there and having the opportunity to have family close, because we have family there. So, like, his cousin Johnny is, like, 20 minutes away.
That's amazing.
Yeah, his Aunt Becky, his Aunt Jan, like, they're all within less than an hour.
So, like, Kendra, if something wild happened, like,
yeah, we have
someone...
family to go. Yeah, like, in Red Lake, when he got hurt, or he was in Kirkland, like, when he got hurt in Kirkland, like, I didn't even have a phone number for somebody to call.
I remember
it is
that.
11 hours away. It happened at our company Christmas party. All of a sudden, my kid just goes down on the live stream. I don't have a phone number to call. I had to go on Instagram and DM a team account and hope that somebody answered. And it was so scary. So to now have that, like, peace of mind that he's going to have safe space, he's going to have family to come to the games, he's close enough where I can pop on a plane anytime or jump in my car and drive. And he's in a space that he knows. So if he's having a day, he can drive down to Hampton Beach and have himself some shrimp on the beach and go to the arcade and throw some skee ball and think about his mom and, like, have a good time. And it's,
yeah,
like, it's just, it's going to be whatever you make it. And if you choose to make it exciting and magical and special, like, that's what it's going to be. So.
That was a good share. That was a good share. Well, I really enjoyed this. You shared a lot that is going to help me as my daughter transitions to middle school. Yeah. So it doesn't always have to be a big move across the country.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope you enjoyed this chat. Thank you so much for sharing all of that.
You're welcome.
Wherever you are, please subscribe because we are literally nothing without you guys. Share this with a friend and make sure you come back next week because we're gonna drop a fresh episode here on The Elite Life.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on The Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.